seniors on most senators lack of real dialogue characterized the cabinet meeting he attended during the first 2 years of the administration, and was also quoted in the book as saying that the administration's decision-making process was suspect. If top officials had no real sense of what the president wanted them to do, forcing them to act on little more than hunches about what the president might think. Speaking of his first one-on-one meeting with the president, O'Neill said he went in with a long list of things to engage Bush on, but was surprised when Bush just listened and offered no questions or feedback. O'Neill was fired in December 2002 when Bush shook up his economic team in search of better salesmen for a new round of tax cuts the president hoped would stimulate the sluggish economy. The former Treasury Secretary had publicly questioned the need for another round of tax cuts in light of growing budget deficits. He was replaced by Secretary Senator John Snow, who became a staunch advocate for a new tax cut. Sources have reported that French law enforcement authorities have made U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney the target of a criminal investigation for his role in a massive bribery scandal during his time as chief executive at the Halliburton firm. A week ago, one of France's biggest and most conservative newspapers recently reported that an investigative judge is looking into allegations of corruption in the construction of a natural gas complex in Nigeria by Halliburton and the French oil company. According to a gas and oil trade publication picked up by the International Associated Press newswire last October 11, the judge is looking into who may have benefited from nearly $200 million in potentially illegal commissions allegedly handed out from 1992 to 2002. In May, Halliburton admitted that under Cheney's stewardship, it paid $2.4 million in bribes to Nigerians resulting in favorable tax treatment. The London Financial Times reported that the investigation specifically focuses on the criminal charges of misuse of corporate funds and corruption of foreign public agents. The Sydney Australian Morning Herald reported that the investigative judge is specifically targeting Cheney for his alleged complicity in the abuse of corporate assets. Though the investigation is being spearheaded by French law enforcement, the British newspaper The Guardian has noted that it would be prosecuted under international laws agreed to by the United States in a 35-nation treaty signed in 1997, meaning the consequences could be very real. The treaty, under the auspices of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, aims to fight corporate attempts to buy the favors of public authorities abroad. Not coincidentally, the London Financial Times pointed out that the Bush administration is using similar arguments, to aggressively seek the extradition and pressing claims against senior French finance industry executives. In his life, he failed California insurance.